Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Welcome to the devotional, and today we are going to see how God's decree is going to stand no matter what we do. If you see in Genesis chapter 27, we see the story of Rebekah and Jacob getting together, made a very cunning, extremely cunning plan to get the blessings for Jacob. At the same time, Isaac, he should have noticed that God said in the very beginning, in Genesis 25:23, the elder shall serve the younger. But Isaac, he had his favorite, Esau. And here, the mother and the father, they are divided whom to give the blessings. You know what? Jacob was a very cunning person. He deceived the father. The deception, the cunningness, the trickery, and all that is a great sin against God. Yet, God chose Jacob over Esau. Now, beloved, how can this be? How can it be? You know what? When you think about it, we are just like Jacob. There's no difference. We have sinned against God in our thoughts, in our minds, in our talk, in our walk, in our hearts, and we have sinned against God, and we deserve the judgment of God. But God had mercy upon us. In the same way, God's decree stands no matter what Rebekah and Jacob are going to do. God's decree is that God already chose Jacob over Esau. So no matter what, God's purpose is going to stand. Jacob is a very good picture of us. We deserve the wrath of God, the judgment of God. But God showed mercy and kindness to sinners when Jesus Christ came and forgave us and pardoned us. Oh, what a picture of God's mercy. What a picture of God's mercy. How we need to fall at the feet of Jesus and thank God for the mercies that He has given us. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high His royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory.